Now, there have been in China, as you imagine, you just mentioned that they're trying to propagandize the world and blame America for this, even the U.S. military for this virus. There have been disappearances over there of doctors who reported this early. They delayed in reporting it to the world. That really caused a terrible downstream effect worldwide if they had jumped on this right away. People are disappearing. A prominent critic of Xi Jinping, the president of China, has disappeared. He was a very successful real estate mogul over there. He's gone. The level of thuggery by the Chinese communists. Why should America, and how can we extract ourselves from that relationship? We're so tied into them for cheap labor producing our goods so we can get cheap goods over here. But at what cost is this, Soren, taking place that we're involved with China?
Sure. I think that this crisis really does show the limits of globalization. You see that the knee-jerk reaction of all the European states in the European Union is nationalism, is taking care of their people first. And I think that for decades, 3-4 decades, the United States has really moved much of its manufacturing capacity to China. And I hope, you know, President Trump has intimated that this is going to really be a change, turning point in American, you know, industrial relations, bringing some of these companies back and being less reliant on China. I think also one thing to point out is that the Chinese government, I think, is very afraid of its own people. It's taking these draconian measures in recent weeks to silence its people, to silence any criticism of the Chinese Communist Party and its handling of this thing, because they're definitely afraid of this, of a rebellion. So, you know, it's really early to see how this plays itself out, but it could be that, you know, this is also plants the seeds for some fundamental political change in China. In any case, when President Trump was asked in a press conference earlier this week what actions he would take about China, he said he didn't want to address that. But I imagine that they must be thinking that there has to be some accountability on the part of the Chinese government for what it's done. So, you know, again, everything really depends on how fast the United States can get back to normalcy. The thing here in Europe is that the governments are very weak. They're very dependent on China. They're very afraid to confront China. And I think President Trump has really shown some great leadership in that respect.